It's the Thursday afternoon show. My name is Tom Jackson and I am joined by local musician Amelia. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. So, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good.
How are you?
I am... it's hot in the studio, let's be honest. it's piping hot in here. But it's good to have you here.
Thank you. So, it's good to be here.
In this interview, we're going to be talking about basically everything. We'll kind of start by... talking a little bit about you, your style of music,
cool.
And then go on to later on in this hour talk a little bit about your performance at the Alouette Festival, which was fairly recently, and then some silly questions about collabs and future plans later on.
Oh yes,
yes. The scary questions, I'll leave them at the end. It's fine. I'll give you time to think about all the answers. But for all the people who aren't aware. Could you let them know who you are, what
yes.
kind of music you do, and
so
stuff like that?
My name is Amelia, and I am a solo artist. I have like an electronic sort of vibe, and I follow the style of pop because I love it.
Good. So, do you have any kind of influences or like
yeah.
people that you'd pick out above others?
So I. When I listened to Ariana Grande's new album, Sweetener, when it was released, one of the songs on there just made me think, wow, that is the vibe that I want to go for.
Mm.
I literally loved it. So that sort of started it off. But vocally, I'd say things like Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, Whitney Houston. I love all the old sort of singers.
Right.
Literally love them. So
like a huge variety of different kind of influences.
Yeah,
kind
like
of
really soulful.
Into
and
like this melting pot of your style.
Yes,
and
yeah.
We will be listening to some music in a bit. Actually, yeah. How about we listen to some now?
Of course.
If we talk about the first one we're going to listen to is, I believe it's the debut single, Authority.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, what is there like a huge like backstory or deep meaning behind it or not? Or
in all honesty, yeah. Well, yeah, there is. It's sort of about a person that has feelings for somebody that doesn't feel the same way back, and it's sort of all about trying to make them see that. You know, they are the right person for them, kind of thing. It's not me that went through anything like that, but I have like particular friends that have been through some really tough times in their relationship. So I thought I'd write a song about it, and that's sort of what it's dedicated to. So
yeah. So this one then, it's the debut single, "Authority" by Amelia. We'll be back in a moment, and we'll be talking all about. Your experience at the Isle of Wight Festival. Don't you go anywhere. This is the Thursday afternoon show, and before the break, we were listening to Authority by local musician Amelia, who is in the studio with me now.
Hello again.
Still here. I haven't managed to annoy people out of the studio, so phew. So we were talking during the break about where you were earlier today. You were doing, it was like a recording in a studio, I think.
Yeah. I was at Pinfield Pine, the studio. It's literally like up the road. And we were doing like an acoustic version of Authority. And that's going to be released soon. So that's going to be really, really cool. Because it's like the first visual sort of element I've had to my music yet. Mm. I'm currently recording like a music video with videographer Alex Warren, but we just want it to be like perfect, so because it's the first one, so we're just sort of taking our time with it to make sure it's really
Best
great
forward. No, it's like music videos. So I studied media A level, so I'm like, yes,
I know the
stuff, and I'm gonna be doing like television production in September at university. I'm like, yeah,
wow,
I get it. With the making music video stuff is, it can be really rewarding, actually.
Yeah,
but yeah,
definitely.
That's by the by. Enough about me. This is not me interviewing myself. So, right, where was I even? Yes, so we were talking about the acoustic thing, and so you were working on that earlier today. But the other thing that you've done recently and done quite a few times is you performed at the Isle of Wight Festival recently.
Yeah, I did, yeah. That was really cool. I didn't do any like of my originals because I'm going to talk about the future later on. But
No spoilers.
Yeah, I'm going to... Well, we did like a like it was like a function band for soul songs. So we did like Whitney Houston covers, Chaka Khan. It was really, really great. Massive sort of audience as well, because we headlined it. So on the Sunday night, so it was really, really great. I really, really enjoyed myself. Yeah, but I've been there doing that for, because Platform One does it every year. So we did that for, I think, about 5 or 6 times I've done it every year. So yeah, it's been really, really cool.
I mean, like, after doing it, say, 5 or 6 times, does it kind of, does the thrill of it die down, or is it still as exciting each time?
I think the playing is definitely exciting each time, because I love playing live anyway, because I think, in fact, I like playing live more than, like, even making music. I just love being on stage. It's so much fun. But the actual Isle of Wight Festival itself, it does get, like, throughout the year you get really excited. Then you're there and you're like, oh, here again. But no. Oh,
surely not.
Hopefully surely. More festivals. Yes,
hopefully more, yeah.
Different
and
ones.
As I said, we'll be talking about the future in
later on.
Later on, later on. So stay tuned for that. So I think that now what was the time? I'm having a bit. yes, let's have a listen to the second song of the three we're going to be playing today, and we'll be talking a little bit more about this song afterwards.
Cool.
And so this is "Run" by Amelia. We will be back continuing the chat after this. So don't you go anywhere. We were having a chat with the artist herself just before that, and she's still here.
She is.
She is. So before that, we were talking a little bit about your time performing at the Isle of Wight Festival and some of the stuff that you've been doing, like recording an acoustic version of another one of your songs, Authority, up the road in a studio that I can never remember. Pinpill Pine. There you go. There you go. It's like a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But great place. I wanted to talk a little bit about the song that we just played, "Run." How did that come about? When was that released, and what went into that kind of production wise?
I go to Platform One on the Isle of Wight, and it's really, really great music college. Loads and loads and loads of creative people. And there's a particular producer called M. Johnson that's currently like working with a lot of different vocalists and all sorts of different musicians. And you know, I thought that I would try and do a collab with her, and she is honestly amazing. Everything that I sort of wanted, she did. Which was great. So we went into a studio together, and she sort of just played some chords and I sang over them, and that's how it was really made up.
Yeah,
just like that.
Yeah, so just for the people who aren't clued in on all the music stuff, is like what kind of role does the producer play in the making of a song?
So they'll like particularly just sort of piece together a song and tailor make it to how you want it to sound. People like M are really like helpful with the process of it, because she really did sort of crack down on, okay, well, we'll try out these chords, and then if they don't work, we'll go on to some other chords. She doesn't mess around. So it's producers like that you sort of wanted to be work with, because she was really great. So
So kind of like working on the instrumental
background.
So That's that. Great song. Like it.
Thank you.
So the other thing I was going to talk about, silly question now, after the in-depth how does it all work questioning. Why did I call it question anyway? Collabs.
Yes.
You've done a couple.
I have, yes.
They were with
the top of my head. First one I did was with Joey Hext. Yeah, he's really, really coming out of his shell now. So I'm really, really proud of him as a person, because I've known him for a really long time. And that collab was on a song called "Feeling." I sang it over it. He wrote the lyrics and he wrote the whole thing, and it's a really great song.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hopefully be doing more collabs with him very soon. And then the second one was with an artist called Data, who's also like up and coming at the moment. She's really, really into the electronic sort of vibe.
Right.
That was really cool. Me and somebody called Ronnie, we sort of did like a double collab for her. Like, whoa, we did some rapping, which was a bit crazy because I've never ever rapped before in my life, but it was great fun. I really, really enjoyed myself. So
brilliant. Yeah. And we may be talking to Joey later on in another show in another week, who knows. But the silly question I wanted to end before we go into a song, a little bit of a break, is, alive or dead, who would be your ideal collaboration on a song?
Oh my goodness.
I know, that's such a, that it's so open-ended.
Dead would probably have to be Whitney Houston, because I'm literally in love. Or Tina Turner, either one. I literally love them so much, so either one of them. Alive, that's a tricky one. It would probably have to be either Ariana Grande or Dua Lipa, somebody like that, because I really love their music. So, that would be the ones.
Food for thought. Anyway, so let's take a little bit of music, and we'll be back in a minute to conclude the wonderful interview with Amelia. So let's listen to a bit of Michelle Gale, and I will be back in just a moment. Don't you go anywhere. I'm watching you. Don't go anywhere. This is the Thursday afternoon show, and we are coming up to the end of our time with local musician Amelia.
No.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about collabs, ideal collabs, and a bit about the single Run.
Yeah.
And we're going to be playing the final of the trio of singles in a moment called You. But before that, I wanted to ask, this is so open-ended, but what are the kind of future plans? Do you have any kind of projects in the works or things to get excited about?
Obviously currently I'm filming my music video for my debut single. However, I didn't rush to get these three singles out, but I wanted to get music out there so that I could really start putting myself out there, if you know what I mean. So that's what I did with these three singles, and then I've decided to take this summer and just spend it writing until next year. I want to take everything live and just go live band, live music, and just run for it, basically. And just, I want to do lots of festivals, lots of different gigs in different places, because all I ever wanted to do, I suppose, was travel and do music live. That's all I ever wanted to do. So if I can, you know, gain some sort of following and people to join me along the way, it's going to be really, really cool. So that is the ideal future.
That's the plan. Yeah.
That is indeed the plan.
So people can look out for that, I guess, around next year, and look for you. Look around.
Where am I?
So if people have enjoyed what they're today, the three singles, the two we've heard and the one that we'll hear in just a moment, where can people find you online or music-wise?
So,
where can people find stuff?
The most obvious ones, musically, will be Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. You want to be following, because I'm going to be uploading lots more visual stuff to my, like, with my music, like lyric videos, music videos, behind the scene video, all these different types of videos. So YouTube's a big one. Deezer, all sort of music channels I'm across. And then socially, it would be Instagram is the main one that I use, and then Facebook, Twitter. I think that's all of them.
I suppose I sort of have a
semi announcement that there's a new app coming out, which I don't know if I should be talking about, but I'm going to anyway.
If you're listening, don't tell anyone, okay?
It's exclusive for you. I think it's already sort of like, it's not well known, but it's an app called Firework, and it's sort of like a merge between Twitter and Instagram, and they've asked me to be a creator on there. This is exclusive news. I haven't released this anywhere yet, so you can check me out on there. It's just at Amelia, and Firework. So, that's going to be really, really cool too.
Yeah, just on a quick Google, looks kind of interesting.
Oh,
so
yes.
Definitely check that one out. So we're going to be listening to you in just a second. Is there anything kind of like interesting trivia facts? I don't know. Interesting stuff about you, which is that the most recent?
The most recent. I decided I wanted to, each single is a little bit different in its own way. Like Authority is very, very poppy. Run is more like dance vibey. And then this one is very, very mellow and acoustic. It's sort of to do with the whole love sort of vibe again, because I suppose it's so easy to talk about. it's really, really acoustic, chilled out sort of vibes. And I really wanted to just take a change of direction and try it out. So
definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, some mellow acoustic vibes for you for this sunny, sunny July afternoon. It's such good weather. And
isn't
we're just
it?
Inside. I'm
it's
like,
so
I should just let you get a day and enjoy the sun. Thank you much for coming in. It's been
thank
a pleasure to talk
me.
To you. And I'm sure we'll see you at some point soon.
Yes,
again,
definitely.
Back.
I'd love
yes,
to come back.
We'd
yeah.
love to see you back. So let's listen to that single then. That's the latest single. This is You from Amelia on Vectis Radio. Thank you again for coming.
Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.